Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we are back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jason Grand Prairie, the site of tonight's fan phenom. Are you Dallas-Fort Worth's next sports radio host? Your chance to compete is coming up at 7 o'clock, and they're getting signed up already. So come say hi to either Scott or Ruben. And make sure you get signed up for this competition, because you could have a new career in the not-too-distant future working alongside us. All right. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Joel Corey, CBS Sports, wrote about the Mica negotiation. You know, and this is interesting because he tells a couple of stories in here and gives some different kind of insights, because I'm sure, as many of you know, Joel Corey is a former agent himself, and he became a writer, and he publishes stories at CBS Sports. Usually whenever there's a big holdout going on, he can almost pinpoint what's fair for the exact dollar amount and, you know, give you tons of comps to what has happened in the past. And it's really some great storytelling in here. So if you don't mind, I'll just read you some of Joel's words that I found to be most interesting. And he jumps in talking about how Jerry Jones has had a reputation for trying to work around agents for a long time. Says, the firm that I worked for represented Jimmy Smith, who ended up
being
a wide receiver, notably with the Jags.
Yeah, second round pick. And then, he matter of fact, went to Philadelphia for, like, was on their practice squad.
Late bloomer.
Yeah, and then ended up in Jacksonville. Had appendicitis, and that hurt him, like, with his time with the Cowboys. Huh. Never kind of came back from that, and they just kind of moved on from him.
Appendicitis can be a real problem if you don't get in there and get it operated on. Yeah.
No question. He was actually with Sean and RJ maybe last week or the week before, and he mentions it. This is fascinating.
Yes. Okay, so says, the firm he worked for represented Smith. The expectation was Smith to be taken in the latter part of the first round of the 92 draft. He was considered the third best wide receiver. Jones called Smith while the Cowboys were on the clock to tell him he was going to be taken 36th overall, but only if he agreed to a contract before the pick was made.
Yeah.
Smith, who was already feeling some anxiety because NFL teams were waiting to draft wide receivers, agreed to Jones below market terms. The rookie wage scale was not yet in existence. The Cowboys drew criticism from agents and other teams for using the tactic with several of their 92 draftees because it violated conventional draft protocol. The bosses were livid after Smith told them what had happened and said if Smith had been allowed to consult with us before making the decision, he would have been instructed to call Jones on the bluff. So then the senior agents at the firm called Jones to let him know the verbal agreement was not binding and any negotiation would be with them. A deal appropriate for Smith's draft position was subsequently negotiated after that. So this is 33 years later. And, you know, Jerry didn't feel like he had a deal with Jimmy. He had a deal on the phone with Jimmy Smith, and the agents told him, no, you know, that's not how this is going to happen. And because of the Cowboys' tactics, all future draft-eligible clients that they signed were given instructions on how to handle a situation if Jerry Jones called you, you know, as their pick was approaching.
Who was our defensive tackle that got taken first overall by the Cowboys?
Russell Maryland?
Yeah.
Did that with Maryland.
Maryland became the first overall pick in the draft because he agreed to a deal.
Oh, he was willing to take less. Yeah. That's kind of how baseball works now.
He agreed to a contract, and then Jones made him the first overall pick.
Okay, so that's Joel's side of the story. Like, kind of shame on Jerry Jones a little bit. I think it is definitely an ethical gray area, but billionaire businessmen are used to operating on that sort of thin ice. And then he talks about Parsons, who says bears some responsibility for his current predicament. In Parsons' statement publicly announcing his recent trade request, he acknowledged he had engaged in back-and-forth conversation with Jones and no longer wanted to be bound to closed-door negotiations without his agent being present. He says Parsons would have been better served by taking a page from wide receiver Dez Bryant. In a January 24 appearance on The Pivot, Bryant recalled ending Jones' attempt to negotiate directly by asking Jones if he could cover him on the football field. Jones admitted it would be a disaster. Bryant then compared Jones trying to stop him in a football game to negotiating his own deal against Jones. So, you know, then Corey.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tee Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tee Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tee Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's TeeClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Concludes that Jerry's engaging with players because he knows he has a huge advantage from a business standpoint in that type of dialogue.
I just kind of feel like that Micah Parsons, though, welcomed the challenge. He enjoyed the Shark Tank.
Yeah, and that's what Corey's saying.
Yeah, he enjoyed the fact that, okay, I'm going toe-to-toe with a man who's one of the most powerful guys in professional sports.
Yes.
And I think he probably took it a step or two too far. I think that's really why Jerry's mad right now.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, you wanted to take the opportunity to step in the arena with me.
Yeah.
You know, and I gave you a taste what it's like.
Yes.
And now you're like you were talking all bold and you know, you wanted to do this and yeah, Jerry, and then all of a sudden you don't want to do this anymore. Now, how we, you know, how we, how we, how's this transpiring? You know, and I think that's why, I think that's why Jerry is mad as he is. I don't think he's, I think he's just mad at Micah because he Micah took that opportunity, to, and it kind of brought Jerry back to like maybe some of the old days of how he used to negotiate. And you know, if Micah, and if we find out that Micah went back like a second time and asked for more things, now. You're kind of like going, wait a minute, Micah's engaging in this thing.
Yeah.
There's some talk that maybe Micah went back afterwards and was like, what about this? What about this?
Yeah.
We can't get that proven yet, but if that part does come out, then Jerry has a right to be upset because he was, you know, Micah was engaging in dialogue about his contract.
Yeah, yeah. I think the smartest thing Corey said in there is just as a player, you shouldn't fancy yourself, you know, capable.
Sure.
And if you want to jump in that, you know, don't be surprised. I think, you know, maybe some Tolos get annoyed if I make a poker reference here and there, but it's like being in a poker game and thinking, wow, the pros over there, yeah. I'd love to play at the pros table.
Sure.
And then you get there and you play a couple hands with them and you're like, get me out of this pro table quickly
before so I can start all my chips.
So I can start accumulating chips. That happened to me one time in an event I was playing in. Phil Hellmuth was on the other side, and the next thing I know, he sat next to me.
Oh.
I played two hands with him, and I said, I'm not playing another hand that he's in.
Yeah.
You know, and he was playing every hand because he's a pro and we're chumps, and he's just like mixing it up and reading us perfectly and making plays, and I just felt handcuffed. Like, I don't know up from down right now. If I could just please, you know, excuse myself from this portion of the tournament, I sure would appreciate it. That's probably how Micah felt.
Dang, dude. So you could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You could feel it.
Yeah, feel when you're over your head for sure. And if you're paying any kind of attention, you know, it should become obvious within 30 minutes or so. Jaden Blue, unlikely to play still Saturday.
The heel.
The bruised ankle / heel kept him out of yesterday's practice. The coaching staff believed to be extra cautious right now, right? This isn't something that, you know, anytime you're dealing with a bruise or a foot, I know it can be sensitive, but he, along with Miles Sanders, both missed. So I think we'll see more Phil Maffa, more Malik Davis.
Yep, Maffa time.
I think I'm most excited right now about Maffa. Because of his ability to pass protect, and he's got some juice to him in that
power. Let's see if he continues on the route of being a full-time running back that does all the things, the catching, the blocking, and the running. And the Ravens will probably come after you pretty good a little bit in this one, and you know you're going to have an opportunity to deal with some big-bodied linebackers to pick up on.
Would you like a sobering real-life Texas Rangers question? Now, you might be down and out right now. You might be down and out, and this might be a question that you don't appreciate, but they're getting ready to face Toronto. I know Wolchuk had the optimism earlier. He's calling two out of three against the BJs up there.
It's Grom night tomorrow.
Is this could this be the last day where we can go to bed as a 500 team? Is this going to be?
Oh, damn well better be.
Because sometimes
I'm talking over 500, not sub 500, okay?
Sometimes you fight and scrap and you believe, and then you make a run. And then you have a losing streak that reminds you of what you really are, and that's when the white flag comes up.
Yeah, and they're teetering on that right now. Absolutely. Yep. I mean, that could have been the backbreaker, and now all confidence is lost, and it is the white flag.
Becomes frustrating.
Yes, for sure. I mean, this has been extremely frustrating from a fan standpoint, and I can only imagine for the players.
Yeah.
Where you have these moments where you're like, okay, we've got a little something, and then inevitably, boom, it's two steps back.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, as I confided in you guys last year, sometimes it takes for me to totally lose hope in a team before it bounces back.
No, I think we're there. I think you need to just quit on it.
Go all in?
Yeah, I need you
to go dark Dawson.
Because the last time it resulted in a championship.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
So go full on.
Do your
heart's done. They stink. They're Dunsky.
Okay, NFL
news. It's all good, Brusky.
NFL news. Thank you.
Thank you
for freeing up my conscience on that. NFL news and sounds of the sports day coming up next, Zach.
Well, we got a former Longhorn who has just signed with a new team. So, Cowboy fans, don't be asking if he should be a member. And we've got Big Phoenix Energy we got to talk about. That's next. Ooh.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.